Welcome to North Shore News and Interviews on Amherst Island Radio. Each week, we keep you updated on newsworthy events, happenings, and conversations that we've had with people in the local community and beyond.
Loyalist Township has announced the installation of a new commemorative crosswalk located at Kildare Drive and Kidd Drive in Amherst View. The crosswalk, which was unveiled on Monday, November 10th, is in honor of Canada's veterans. The unveiling took place with the support of the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 623 Bath and Area. During the remembrance period and throughout the year, communities across Canada are installing commemorative crosswalks as a meaningful tribute to those who have served and sacrificed for our country. Loyalist Township noted it is honored to join this growing movement of remembrance and respect. The crosswalk will serve as a visible reminder to pause and reflect on the contributions of veterans, both past and present, each time residents and students cross its path. For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans. This is North Shore News. Loyalist Township will be accepting naming ideas for street names in the area until December 31st. The township's commemorative street naming program gives residents the chance to put forward suggestions that celebrate the people, places, and stories that make the community unique. Approved names will be added to the township's road registry for future developments. Learn more and submit ideas at loyalist.ca. For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans. This is North Shore News. Loyalist Township has announced the new name for the Aquatic Center at the W.J. Henderson Community Center. Through a gift agreement for naming rights with Barr Homes and a $250,000 donation from the company, the space will be named the Barr Homes Aquatic Center. Council approved the 10-year agreement at their latest meeting. CAO Rebecca Murphy spoke about the agreement with Barr Homes.
Barr Homes has agreed to sign on and be a major donor in the Tier 3 category to name the Aquatic Center at the facility at the WJ. This is very great. We're very gracious and very thankful to Barr for stepping up and being part of this vital community project. And we're excited to be naming it and recommending that it be named the Barr Homes Aquatic Center.
The renewal of the entire center has been a large ongoing project for the township. The revitalization campaign was approved by council on December 10th, 2024, with a goal of raising $2 million. The new space will feature an 8-lane, 25-meter pool, a new warm water leisure pool, updates to arena infrastructure, enhanced accessibility, updated change rooms, green energy upgrades, and a new Indigenous legacy space in partnership with the Downey Wenjack Fund. Residents can expect to see the new name used in township marketing materials. It will be displayed inside on the west wall of the space, as well as a location on the exterior of the building, to be agreed on at a later date. Barr Homes will also be recognized on the donor wall to be located in the atrium of the building. Barr Homes has over 70 years of history in the construction industry within Kingston and the surrounding areas. According to the company, they build approximately 60 homes annually in Kingston and Loyalist Township. For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans. This is North Shore News. Loyalist Township has announced that their annual holiday celebration, Light Up the Season, will be returning on Saturday, November 29th from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Fairfield Park, 4574 Bath Road in Amherst View. Admission and all activities are free and no registration is required. This festive family-friendly event will include wagon rides, festive music, milk and cookies, hot chocolate, marshmallow roasting, ornament making, and visits with Santa and his reindeer. Lights in the park will continue to shine nightly until February. Guests are encouraged to park at the W.J. Henderson Community Center and take advantage of the free shuttle service running every 15 minutes starting at 2:45 p.m. Parking at Fairfield Park is reserved for accessible parking only, and parking along Highway 33 is not permitted. For more information, visit loyalist.ca/events.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans. This is North Shore News.
Torrent Productions is returning to Lennox and Addington with their second annual Merry Magical Pantomime. This year, the company is presenting Jack and the Beans Talk, a Merry Magical Pantomime. Shows will take place at the Hall at Emmanuel United Church, 63 Factory Street in Odessa. It will be premiering Tuesday, December 23rd at 7 p.m. and run for 15 shows until January 4th. Established in 2008, Torrent Productions is a professional theater company composed of Rob Torr and Stephanie Graham. They've developed and produced new musicals at the Toronto Fringe Festival and Next Stage Theater Festival in Toronto, as well as an annual holiday pantomime in Toronto from 2016 to 2019. Both Torr and Graham have extensive theater credits from the Stratford Festival, Charlottetown Festival, Neptune Theater, Theater Aquarius, Mervish Productions, Thousand Islands Playhouse, and many other companies across Canada. Most recently, Graham was the co-director and choreographer of the sold-out run of Mary Poppins at Thousand Islands Playhouse. Torr has spent 7 seasons as a performer at Thousand Islands Playhouse, as well as many other theaters across the country. For showtimes and more information, visit torrentproductions.com. T-O-R-R-E-N-T productions.com.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans. This is North Shore News.
Loyalist Township has announced dates for their fall town hall meetings. The meeting for Amherst Island will take place Wednesday, November 12th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Amherst Island Community Center, 5955 Front Road on Amherst Island. To submit questions in advance, residents can visit engage.loyalist.ca/townhall.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans. This is North Shore News.
Residents of Greater Napanee will see a change in their recycling pickup on January 1st, 2026. Starting in the new year, Circular Materials Ontario will take over Greater Napanee's blue and gray bin programs. MTERRA Environmental will be collecting all recyclable materials. To help residents prepare for the transition, the town is holding information sessions on October 23rd and November 4th from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at 99 Advance Avenue. These sessions will provide an opportunity to learn about the transition, how it may impact residents, and how related concerns will be addressed in the new year. Deputy Director of Environmental Services, Growth and Infrastructure Services, Andrew Girouard, spoke about the changes for 2026 and the possibility of more changes in the coming years.
2026, residents should not see a change in their collection dates, the streams of recycling, or what recyclables are collected. Beyond 2026, Circular Materials Ontario and MTERRA can decide to change collection dates, routes, streams, how it's collected, so on and so forth.
CAO Matthew Grant explained challenges staff are facing and how they're moving forward in the new year.
There's going to be some change management challenges that will present themselves as this rolls out. One of the things that will be important for us is a pretty robust communications plan combined with a pretty significant advertising plan, just to ensure that people understand what we are and are not responsible for. We will need to make it clear for people what we are and are not able to do, because I appreciate some people will be coming to us to maybe look for us to assist and make sense of this. And unfortunately, we won't be in that position. And so it'll just be really important that we be clear with people about where they can go for the right information, who is now in charge of this, recycling more generally. And that work is already underway. I will give kudos to the team. It's a bit of a moving target, but we're staying on top of the changes, which have been numerous.
Non-eligible sources such as industrial and commercial properties, not-for-profit organizations, municipal and government buildings, commercial farms, daycares, places of worship, campgrounds, and trailer parks will no longer receive curbside collection. Residents who live in mixed commercial and residential buildings will still receive curbside collection, while the commercial section of the building will not. The town will still be responsible for collecting garbage.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans. This is North Shore News.
This has been North Shore News and Interviews. If you have an idea for a story or want to create stories for this show, consider joining our 100% volunteer team. Contact Amherst Island Radio for more details.